The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. We have a good show. 268 is this Saturday here in New York at Madison Square Garden. And we have Weili Zhang on the phone today and Colby for the first time in a long time. Colby Covington will be here. So basically, the two challengers in the main and co-main event.
Well, I'm excited about it. I seem that you got my memo about the black shirt today. Thank you.
Yes, I wanted to look. This is me and you, like what genetics can do. And in my case, what genetics can do incorrectly.
Nice to meet you. This is the first time I'm speaking with her, Jimmy.
Yeah, me too. Is this your first time in New York?
No, second.
When you come, do you do anything? Do you see any of the sights, or what do you do when you're here besides train?
Today I have photo and media. Yesterday I go to park.
Central Park.
Yeah, Central Park.
How did you like Central Park?
Yeah, I like many people running.
And when you go home to China, you're very famous and very recognizable?
Yes, I think so.
Is it nice to come here where you can kind of walk around without being as recognizable as you are at home?
I feel very, very busy while I was in China with a lot of things. But here it's like I can concentrate on my training without being disrupted.
And how Weili, are you handling, or how did you handle the loss? You had 120 straight. Did Rose surprise you in this fight? And how did you recover mentally from that after?
So I think after the loss last time, I feel like I have gained a lot of precious experience. So I think it's actually a good thing for me. I think, I just have a lot more heart, big heart. And now, and I feel like, you know, my tactics and my mentality are getting better now. I used to think that loss is not a good thing, but she think that the loss last time is like a treasure in her life. She just learned more in a loss than in a win.
How long did you give yourself to think about the loss before you just said, okay, I have to put that behind me now and move forward with training? Did you think about it a lot, or did you only give yourself a short period of time?
So she was like, I feel really upset like 24 hours after the fight. So I didn't even sleep for 24 hours after that fight. But after I wake up, I slept and wake up, I just feel like it's not a big deal that I lost the build, because I still have the opportunity to get it back.
Weili, everybody knows that you're an amazing fighter. Amazing. But what I want, I'm sorry, I'm loud. But what I want to know is, besides an amazing fighter, what do we not know about you as far as like a hobby? What do you like to do when you're not training?
我喜欢美食，delicious food. Yes. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. A lot of eating. Okay.
Now, are you a person who will binge a television series or do you not watch much TV?
She said she watched very, very little TV, but she always on TV.
So she's always on TV. Do you like seeing yourself on television or do you get shy about watching that?
I like to see myself on TV and I watch the reality TV show that I'm doing. And I think doing those TV shows is a great way to promote MMA as a sport in China and just have more people interested in MMA.
And what do you think of, did Rose take you by surprise, her striking, or what do you think of her as a fighter? And did she take you by surprise the first time?
So I wasn't, at that time, like in the first fight, when she kicked me and I was, I was not focused, and I wasn't very concentrated.
It's not like, this is how I think of it. It's not like you've been dominated for five rounds and lost. You got caught with a strike and then the fight was over in the first round. So did you have to go back in your training camp for the rematch and feel that you have to change everything? Or do you feel like, hey, look, I'm still the better fighter. I just got caught.
I think I just got caught last time, but even that, I still made a lot of changes because I still feel like there's a lot of things I need to improve just based on the moment that I wasn't focused. So I have really improved and added a lot of weapons in my fight. So we should, I just feel like I should just learn from the mistake I made, either made by me or made by other fighters. So if I have not, you know, learned from the mistake I made, I probably just, it's a loss in vain.
This is my wrestling coach, Captain.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Paulie from Rocky One. Oh, the big guy sticking his face in. Oh, there. I love that. We need you in here. I love your style. I wish I could dress like you. I wish.
I was going to say, in the beginning of the camp, I was saying this is the greatest female fighter I've ever coached. This might be the greatest fighter, and I've coached a lot. This girl is that good.
All I know is Henry Cejudo might come back and challenge her now for the thing you say.
The intergender.
When you say you were a little distracted, what was it that distracted you in that moment? Was it the pressure of the moment, or did something happen that took your focus?
You know, I think what made me distracted is because I wasn't have a very good camp when I came to the U.S. Last time, I don't really have a place to stay. I don't have a place to train. So I have to stay in my friend's house and train in my friend's office for the entire training camp for 3 weeks before the fight. So I don't feel I was very prepared. So I was like very tight when I go up. And also, I think because what Rose said about the political comments, I think the audience have reacted to that. I think by booing me. So I feel like all those factors make me a little bit unfocused.
Have you felt? I think American fans really like you. I think your ferociousness as a fighter, I've only heard good things about you from American fight fans. Really respect you. Have you felt good energy from American fight fans?
Yes.
Yes, I definitely love my American fans. I feel like when I was training in Fight Ready this time, I have received so many letters and gifts from my fans, and I have replied to them, and hopefully they will get their letters soon.
Oh, you try to write back to people when you can.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, maybe you'll get your little answer back.
Yeah, that's going to make me write a letter now. A lot of famous people don't write back. It's nice that you do that.
She liked her fit.
Now, after you fight, will you stay in New York and see the sights a little bit and go out to dinner, or will you go right home?
She wanted to go to, yeah, she would spend a day after the fight in New York, and she wanted to see the Statue of Liberty.
Liberty, yeah.
Yeah, and also she wanted to try different food in New York.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too. And I haven't been to the Statue of Liberty since I was a kid.
Oh, I'm hungry.
I guess she's cutting now, right? Yeah. All right. Well, look, have a great fight on Saturday. This is an incredible matchup, and you're a great fighter. And you're really, really a fun fighter to watch. And we look forward to seeing this and any other fight you have.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
She's also very much looking forward to the fight.
Can't wait.
Okay, Wiley, it was nice talking to you, and good luck, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. This episode of UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by Crypto.com, the official crypto partner of UFC. You've definitely seen their logo on our UFC gear. And crypto is something I'm getting into, so this is really a helpful, helpful site. With over 10 million users around the world, Crypto.com is the fastest growing crypto app, letting you easily buy and sell more than 150 cryptocurrencies. You can even buy Bitcoin with as little as $1. Crypto.com also offers the most popular crypto card in the world. The Crypto.com Visa card offers up to 8% back on most purchases, and it comes with amazing perks. 100% rebate for your Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime subscriptions. If you already own some crypto, did you know that Crypto.com offers some of the most competitive reward rates of the industry? You can get up to 8.5% on your Bitcoin or Ethereum, 12% on your USDC, and more. Find out how much you can earn by visiting Crypto.com. Get $25 when you apply for a Crypto.com metal Visa card on the Crypto.com app using code UFC25. Again, it's $25 when you apply for the card using code UFC25. It's first come, first serve, so act fast. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. This podcast is brought to you by Neds, the official wagering partner of the UFC in Australia. Aussie fight fans, keep an eye out for this weekend's UFC pay-per-view event, Player Pump. Player Pump gives you a special fixed odds price for a fighter to win by markets like method of victory, round betting, and heaps more. You can even pump up your odds on the UFC by combining your favorite markets across different cards. The action doesn't stop with UFC. Neds has everything you need to take it to the Neds level, regardless of what you bet on. Neds Same Game Multi is now available on more sports than ever before. Blended is also brand new to Neds and available on all three racing codes. Blended lets you pick multiple runners in the same race at special blended odds. It's never been easier for you to be paid out as a winner. Take UFC to the Neds level. UFC markets exclude South Australian residents. Minimum blended odds, $1.10. Terms and conditions apply and are available on the Neds website. Remember to always gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Coach, what's the that guy?
I forget his name.
The manager, the coach.
The guy who jumped in, yeah. Whenever we're talking to an interpreter, I always talk slower than I probably need to, but I want to make sure, like, I don't want to. Eric.
Eric, it's Eric, my buddy Eric. Coach Eric. I always like seeing Coach Eric.
She's very nice. I like her a lot. I mean, obviously, we love Rose. We're friendly with Rose for a long time, but I like Wiley too. She's a fun fighter to watch. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. This fight is probably not going to end immediately. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when there's a little bit more, back and forth with the striking and if Rose can take her down or, you know, what happens.
Dude, why don't we talk a little bit? Why don't we talk a little bit about some fights?
Sure.
You know?
Now we have Colby, but that's not for a few minutes.
Oh my goodness. I want to see how he comes. I wonder if he really lets his hair down and he's like, hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
I just mess around with that. That's just a whole gimmick. Oh, we're on air? And then he starts going into his thing.
It's probably hard the week of a fight. Like when someone is, you know, fighters are a little ornery week of fight and cutting weight and there's nerves. So I wouldn't expect him to drop it now. He's got to plow right ahead. And
how long into the thing until you think he calls me a meatball?
I don't know. I mean, he might not. Who knows?
I'm going to say opening sentence.
Oh, maybe. Okay, we'll see.
The problem is he really lying about calling me a meatball? I will go 8 miles on his ass. I'll start attacking myself. Yeah, I'm a meatball. But actually, I might have to show my abs.
By the way, Matt, yeah, I'm not going to show my abs because my man breasts look like little meatballs. So I will not be showing myself without a shirt. Chito Vera against Frankie Edgar.
Dude, that would be a
That's
main
a main event.
Event. Oh, man, Shane. Oh, dude, the whole card.
It's incredible. Incredible.
Oh, man. Oh, so you're telling me.
Shabazzian and Ally Aquinta, Bobby Green.
Al's not even, I thought he'd be like the main event of the prelims.
No, they're on the prelims, yeah.
That's wild, man. That's wild.
Frankie Marlon Vera.
I'm sorry. I want to talk about it. I'm stretching. Do you know why?
Why?
I got up early, and not really, but I was up late. And then I had I had my buddy's podcast. I had the Don't Back Down podcast.
Who's that? That Chris?
Yes. You know, he won't back down.
No, he won't.
So we had a good time. Dude, just me talking to Chris for over an hour. That alone is fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I really like Chris.
How did Colby come up with this gimmick? There's always being the heel, but what's the difference about him being a heel?
You know,
he can't really be the way he is.
Didn't it start after the Damian Maia fight?
Let's talk about after the Damian Maia fight is when you started this whole bad boy persona. Let's start it like that's what we should ask him. And then he's going to go, no, it's not true, you meatball. And I go, listen, calm down. I know. I don't got abs like you, but listen. I know I didn't defend my belt. I know I took back fist. I know I lost to Shoni Khan. But it's not about me. It's about you and this. I don't want to say douchey.
No, because I'm sure there's truth in it.
Go ahead.
No, see, I'm sure there's truth in it too. It's not like you just, it's probably just an exaggeration of the way, you know, that's how any of that stuff is. You know, it sends
an exaggeration
of how you really feel. Yeah, like it's like a blown out version of yourself.
So you're saying he's a little bit of a douche?
No,
I'll describe. This is how I'm going to describe it to Colby. Jimmy, please, just hear me out. Because I'm going to work off what you just said. I'm going to say, listen, I said this whole thing's a gimmick, and Jimmy here goes, no, it's probably just an exaggerated, like, it's like he's a douche, like how he acts like a douchebag. It's just an exaggerated.
But I didn't say that. You're saying douchebag.
Well, Jimmy, in fairness. In fairness, yes. you did say it's more of an exaggerated version of himself. And does he not act like a douchebag?
At times, yeah. Like, he will not.
We're going to get to him. This is what we have to get to him about. Because otherwise, you know what we're going to hear? Oh, I'm the baddest guy. He's just going to be doing his lines and stuff. Yeah. He's reciting his. I'm sure he's got rehearsed lines.
Yeah.
And it's great. And we can hear that in any interview. But me and you are going to be like a tag team of both. Let's picture if like Barbara Walters and Larry King. Do the kids know who they are?
Yeah, Larry King just died a couple of years ago. Barbara Walters is still alive.
Let's not bring up negative stuff.
Well, Cronkite, they might go, what?
When did Barbara Walters die?
She's alive.
I'm sorry to say. But my point is, imagine like a tag team of them two trying to get to the bottom.
We're not going to get to the bottom of them. But what I mean by an exaggeration is, like, he's not stupid. He knows Kamaru is a dangerous guy. He knows how good Usman is. Like, he knows who he's facing. He won't admit that. Like, it's one of those things where you just dismiss your opponent. Like, I'm going to knock Marty out. But he knows he knows Usman dropped him, I think, twice in that fifth round.
Oh, shit.
That, by the way.
I'm going to bring that up also. I'm going to go, listen, not only is my friend here think that this is just an exaggerated version of the real you. But, you know, you also got dropped by Usman in that fucking round. You got your jaw broken. Do you believe that's karma?
He's saying it wasn't broken. But the interesting part about that was I think the judges had 3-1 Usman, 3-1 Covington, 2-2. So going into that round, it probably would have been, if it had just finished without a stoppage, a split decision loss. That's my guess. It would have been 49-46 and then 48-47 twice. That's my guess.
There's only two numbers I want to scream right now.
What, 69?
That's very immature.
I know, I'm sorry. I know.
Very.
I apologize. I'm a dick.
1738. You know what that's from?
No.
It's from a song. It's from a song. And I don't want to sound like Will Ferrell from that movie, but it's provocative.
Oh.
All right. What are we talking about? Let's talk about some fights.
I'm trying. Now, I who are you taking, Frankie or Chito Vera?
I love Chito Vera.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Having said that, my little friend, I'm going to say, I'm going Frankie. I think Frankie's, I feel he's like a cousin kind of. Like, yeah. He's like, you know what I mean? Like, Frankie's a guy, I give him a big hug, a big bro hug. Ah! Like that. Ah!
I would never root against Frankie Edgar, but I think I'm gonna go with Marlon Vera because he's 12 years younger, and I think I think he outpoints him. I think that he takes a decision.
This is. Can I tell you why? You see, you're thinking, oh, you're just friends with Frankie. That's where you're going with this, like that. That's what are you thinking? What are you drinking? Grape soda?
No, it's bubbly.
Well, I got seltzer too.
So what are you saying?
The point is, styles make fights, and I, yeah. Chito Vera, even in his last fight, which he won. He doesn't mind going to his back sometimes. And I think that's going to cost him with Frankie. Frankie's not an easy guy to sub from the back. So he's going to be getting down on points with that. He's not an easy guy to catch.
You may be right.
Hey, listen, two podcasts a day. How do you do this whole thing with the gym and Sam in the morning?
3 hours in the morning. Yeah.
What song did I sing about you before? When before
it's we were Jim on? And Sam. Serious.
No, that's not what I was singing. What? I was thinking about you being my little bird.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was cute.
It was cute. A cute song, yeah.
What was it?
Jim is my little bird, something.
Yeah, it was cute, wasn't it?
Well.
How'd it go?
I don't remember.
All right. Listen, let's go back to the fights.
Yes.
All right, so we talked. All right, so that's who I'm. Let's go through all the fights. Man, Shane Burgos versus. I don't want to sit here and pick all the fights because I'm going to be around all these guys. It's going to be so awkward.
Okay.
I'll pick like, no, all right, listen, no, fuck it. I got to get.
Yeah, this is your job.
This is my job. All right, let's man up.
Yeah.
All right. Shane Burgos with Billy Q. Oh, come on, man. Don't do this.
I know. Very, very, just two animals. That's great. Shane's lost two straight fights, though, I think.
Yeah, Shane's always dangerous.
Yes, he is.
He's so good. I think it'll go to a decision to Billy Q because I think Billy Q is going to add in those takedowns. I think that might be the difference. Listen, it's my job. I got to pick these people.
I say, I'm going to give it to Shane in the second. I think he finds a way to stop him. He's lost a couple of straight fights after that Barboza fight. You got to hit him with a fucking tank to knock him out. So, you know, that was one of the best displays of being unstoppable and taking and toughness that I've ever seen. So I'm going to take Shane in a second. Today's episode is brought to you by Devour, the official frozen meal of the UFC. They put big flavor first with premium meats, creamy sauces, and gooey cheeses. How good does this sound, Matt? Check out their buffalo chicken mac and cheese the next time you're in the freezer aisle.
Mm.
It's smothered in a spicy buffalo cheddar cheese sauce that'll knock your socks off.
Mm.
Or how about their loaded potatoes with Angus beef and bacon? God, that sounds good. You guessed it, loaded with crispy bacon and delicious hunks of Angus beef. It sounds so good. Whatever you choose, Devour Meals is the new favorite frozen meal.
I love Devour, Jimmy, and I'm gonna get nuts with the meals, Jimmy.
Devour Meals, the official frozen meal of the UFC.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This next one's a nightmare to pick. This is Chandler Gaethje.
Wow.
Fuck, do I wish I was going to be at this fight. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna say Chandler by decision because I think he's going to mix in the takedowns. I think he's going to take – it's not easy to do what Habib did, But I think he will use his wrestling more than Justin will, because Justin loves fucking decapitating people.
Yeah.
So I will give the edge on the feet, even though I feel Chandler's fucking powerful. But Justin Gaethje's got a chin.
Yeah, Justin, fucking. I think I give Justin definitely a stand-up advantage.
But it's all how you blend it together. And I think Chandler's going to maybe throw in the takedowns. Will he be able to keep him down and submit him and stuff? I don't think he could do a Khabib to him, but I think he could add in those takedowns possibly to get ahead on the points with the guessing. That could actually, listen, a takedown attempt or two, fighting those off, that could actually lead to a knockout with his kind of power. Because you're thinking he's shooting again, also he's low. You think he's low on the level, he gets bend in the knees and fires up that right hand, that dropped Hooker and that dropped Oliveira.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was going to go Chandler just because of the wrestling. And I think that if he gets a hold of him, I mean, Khabib is Khabib, but Justin had a tremendously difficult time with him, and that's his last fight. So I don't know how that affected him. We haven't seen him in a year. That was a year ago. It feels like longer because of the pandemic, but man, fuck.
Come on, man, shit. Get off that fence, little bird. I'm shaking.
I don't know.
Little bird's got to fly.
I know, but the little bird is looking off the perch debating. Because I can see him getting stopped. I can see Gaethje, taking away a little of his movement with those leg kicks. But I can also see one of those leg kicks costing him a takedown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had some kind of joke in my head, but it didn't work out.
Dead.
No, I was gonna say something where you're saying you're debating, and I'm gonna say something along the lines where you're like a master debater. I go, forget that, you're just a master debater. Something along. It's not easy being what you do. I just like to think of funny things, but there was something there. No, a little shred of something.
Of course. I'm going to take, God damn it. I don't know, Matt. I'm going to take Gaethje. Even though Chandler, something tells me Chandler's going to get to him on the ground, but I'm going to take Justin just because, again, I'm going to take Justin third round stoppage.
Listen, sometimes like you like to be different than me. How'd that work out last time?
Terrible. Terrible for me.
Jimmy, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're not wrong.
I didn't mean to come at you.
So what are you going to say about Rose Wiley Zhang?
This is what I'm going to say, man. I'm going to say, oh, man, this is going to be a striking clinic. Man. Well, no, what's good about, fantastic about Rose, she's going to switch things up. You're thinking she's going to strike. She's going to end up on her back and get a rear naked choke second round. What? Mm. What did I just say?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm taking a shot. I'm taking a shot, Jimmy. That's all you could ask for.
Yeah.
That's all you could ask for me.
I think Rose gets a hold of her too.
What?
But if you look at Rose's win over Zinjaychik, it was a decision after that first round KO. And she did her striking, did hold up with Joanna. Let me see. I had Rose and then I took her Wikipedia off for her record. I'm thinking about taking a decision on Rose. I'm sorry for the delay. Split decision with Andrade. Yeah, I think she's gonna beat Wiley by decision. I think she's gonna take her the distance.
Did you know? Well, first of all, I disagree.
Okay.
Did you know that Edmund Shahbazyan is fighting on his card?
He's on the prelims.
Are you out like working your comedy, or are you gonna be there?
No, I'm working. I'm furious that I'm working. But I had to because it was a makeup date.
What does that say, by the
Longo.
Way?
Longo. He knows you're taping, so.
Taping.
One of those things, Matt, where I had to make it up because this was a COVID replacement date where a lot of guys are making. So I had to take the weekend they gave me because they had other shit booked. So, yeah, I'm furious that I'm not going to be there.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to make a living.
No, I know, but I want to go to the fight. I'm in New York. It's in New York.
There's really no excuse.
Yeah. Maybe Colby's not going to come on. He's a couple minutes late. He's also doing a lot of press, but he may have just said yes to it just to stand us up, which I would.
He might have said yes and then looked at it and said,
fuck that.
I don't like
yeah,
that
maybe.
Guy.
Either way.
Well, listen, he's got to. We'll find out soon enough.
I'm glad we had Wiley, though.
I like Wiley a lot, man. You know, we got through, we got, you know, it's not that easy when you got a translator and stuff, but she made that pretty easy.
She did, yeah.
Wait, we got to still pick the main.
We will. Well, I want to pick after we talk to him because I want to see what kind of mental state he's in and how he looks. Again, does he feel like he...
I know. Go ahead, Jerry. You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because I think you're doing that for a different...
Why?
Because I throw my best friend right under the bus.
No, I wouldn't care about that. Like, I've had to deal with that with Derek Lewis and someone else. You did that, but it is what it is.
Oh, but it's out of fun. Yeah. It's out of fun. It's only out
but
of fun.
I think Colby's a very, you know, he's a great fighter, man. I don't know.
You know, he is a really good fighter. I'll tell you, I said that before. He's a good
yeah,
fighter.
Yeah, like really can't be, but people can't let the antics distract from the fact that the guy can really fight. Very dangerous guy.
He's also tardy.
Well, a bit tardy, but again, he's the main event. He's the...
Oh, making excuses.
Well, they may have him doing a lot of TV.
Congrats to everybody that got a contract on the Dana White looking for a fight show.
Yeah.
No, I mean Dana White contender series. Yeah.
What a feeling.
What's that?
To get a contract that they gave out too. What an amazing
I thought you were gonna sing that song.
Why?
Say it again. What a feeling?
No. No, you're not.
Oh, what a feeling?
No.
I just want to say, what should I sing? Well, where is anybody listening?
Silent
to this?
Night.
Christmas is coming up. Well, not really. Halloween just got done. We got to go through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we do.
Is it weird if Kobe comes on and I start singing to the guy?
Whatever you do, I'm fine.
He's got 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes, Kobe, you're on.
Yeah,
on,
we'll see.
On.
Wow, old school, man.
Yeah! I got to let it out. You don't want this shit bottled up?
Well.
Do you want it bottled up?
Yeah, I don't mind if it's bottled up.
Dude, I'll be in the clock tower. I got to do this shit, man. I got to let it out, bro.
All right.
You know? You ever see a teapot when it starts going, you know?
Yeah.
I think you're going to call me a little teapot.
No.
Jimmy, did you watch Dune yet?
No.
Well, listen, put it on a list of things to do. Oh, that Josh Brolin. That guy gets me pumped up.
I talked about it on the radio show on how I want to see Dune. You made me want to see Dune, so I will see it.
I guarantee fucking Sam seen it.
Did he? I don't remember.
What's the matter? I bet he's seen Kevin James movie with the fucking wrestling. What was that one called?
I know which one you mean.
You know what it means. What the fuck? Well, you know what I mean. Which one was that? Kevin James was a wrestler. Here comes the boom. It was good. Hey, it's no Mall Cop, but it was good.
Yeah.
I liked Mall Cop.
I didn't see it. I because I was such a fan of the Ray Liotta, Seth Rogen movie.
Oh my God. Observe and Report.
Dude, that was hilarious.
Nobody likes that, but I'm glad you like that.
That fucking movie was so mean and funny. I love that movie.
Dude, you're so terrible.
I love that movie. Made me laugh out loud.
That movie is like, how about this? That's like the one movie that Seth Rogen did that people are like, what the fuck is... It's almost a weird choice.
It was a great fucking movie.
Dark movie.
Michael Pena, Anna Faris. Great. It's really funny. I forgot Jesse Plemons in that.
Anna Faris is... What about an underrated... She is hysterical. Yeah. She was married to Star-Lord.
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah. Who was she married to? Chris Pratt?
Aziz has a little part in that too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm very jealous. Yeah. That's a movie I wish I had one line in.
And he's putting a lotion on somebody. She's like, get the fuck out of here. But it was that movie. Very underrated. Yeah. You know what? Okay, Unfiltered Army. Here's a homework assignment. They like when we tell them what
they... Yes, they do. Give them.
And I already suggested Dune. And I want to get people letting me know what they think. And, so good. So good. And they greenlighted a part two, like we talked. So I'm excited about that. But that's not the
point. Right.
What was I hearing?
I don't remember.
Oh, the last one you were saying. What was it? What was it?
I don't remember.
What were you gonna say? The movie. I got ADD. You have no excuse. We just said Dune and the other movie to watch. Come on, guys, you might have to clean this up because that would sound really weird. What movie did you just say a second ago?
I don't remember.
No!
Observe and report. You do remember.
What?
Observe and report.
Yes!
Yes.
Hey, fucking Colby, you had your time. Your window is closed. All right. What else you want to talk about?
Oh, we're done.
You had a good time. Yeah,
we certainly did. I'm glad we had Wiley.
Sometimes more is not better.
I agree. I'm not surprised. I kind of had a feeling this might happen. That they just booked a bunch of stuff and that he would get to this thing. I'm not doing that show.
Of course. Well, listen.
Well, let's see.
You know what we say.
Yeah.
We have enough friends.
We're done earlier than planned. Now, who are you picking in the main event? Kamaru by?
I'm going to say he'll catch him in like the, I think by the fourth round, he'll get him.
I say third round. I almost went second.
I almost said third round, but I stopped myself. And I will stop myself. I'll say Colby's getting, listen, the guy knows this is his last shot. Yeah. He already had a shot. And he blew it.
Yeah.
Huh? Wait. You had a shot. We came to you. You didn't want to work with it. It had your shot and you blew it. What movie?
I don't remember.
What? Jimmy, you're not paying attention.
And you blew it. Say it again.
And you blew it. He was eating when he was talking.
What movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know the quote too. What's it from?
Copland.
Oh, okay.
And De Niro is talking to Sylvester Stallone, who wants to get involved all of a sudden. And, you know, hey, man, De Niro's let him know, you had your chance. And he went, blah, 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 and you blew it. Anyway, listen, that movie, I don't recommend.
I liked Copland.
Yeah, but Sylvester Stallone, he doesn't look like your average fat guy. He looks like a guy that's on juice that got off the juice.
Yeah.
He's kind of bloated. So it looked weird. You know, it's not like.
But it was a good, different movie for him.
Oh, sure it was. Jimmy. We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
I want to thank Wiley, man. Hey, listen.
Yes.
It was a pleasure. Colby, listen, more reason for people to hate him. His plan worked perfectly. Come on, man. I thought I was going to talk to the guy. I wanted to say, hey, man, what's up?
And thank you to Wiley. And listen, we'll talk this weekend, Matt. I can't wait for these fights. UFC 268 on Saturday here in New York at Madison Square Garden.
It's going to be so much fun.
Amazing, yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah, bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.